This is URN Sport.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Bucks playoff here. A massive game between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent in first team Bucks football in the Premier North Division. I'm Joe Tanner and I'm joined here by Chris Young, pitch side. The game has just kicked off down here on a beautiful day at Highfields Park. What are we expecting from today's match, Chris?
I suppose it'd be a really cagey affair, to be honest. I think the way that the sun is kind of beaming down on the players will obviously be quite encouraging. It is wonderful weather for the football, also a little bit of a breeze as well, but I think it'll be really cagey given the circumstances, it being a relegation playoff final and of course against the big enemy, of course, in Nottingham Trent. I expect it to be cagey, hopefully a Nottingham win, but given current form, Trent probably going to this game is slightly more favourites.
Absolutely, yes. Trent obviously doing so well in the Bucks League this year, well, better than the University of Nottingham this week. And of course, this fixture acts as a perfect curtain raiser for the Nottingham Varsity fixture on the 11th of May at Meadow Lane in Nottingham in the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. Yeah, so Trent kicking from left to right in this first half in their usual kit of pink tops with the black and white trim, royal blue and pink shorts and pink socks. The University of Nottingham kicking from right to left in their all green with a yellow trim as the ball has hit out wide to the University of Nottingham's number 11 as he races down the ring, beats his man, beats his number 2, but it's a very well recovered tackle there by the Nottingham Trent number 2, a gangly figure at right back, just stretching out those long legs to get the ball clear for a corner as the crowd on the sidelines chant uni. There's about 300 or 400 people on the sidelines here down at Highfield for this match, cheering on the green and gold. So the University of Nottingham currently undergoing a bit of a siege on their goal. Very, very lucky escape for the green and gold there. The ball was played down by Trent's number 8 on the left wing to Trent's very speedy number 9, who outran number 6 for the University of Nottingham out the back. Narrowly found his way into the box after a meandering little run, but was foiled by the University of Nottingham number 6. I think Matt Dix was the player there who foiled Trent's attempts for the University of Nottingham. Currently 0-0 though in this first half. A very cagey affair so far in this Bucks playoff, as we all expected. Well, we've seen a recent flurry of chances so far, Chris, for the green and gold, but it still looks very cagey in this first half. Number 14 up top for the University of Nottingham, Ed Rolfe, seems to be getting some joy in this 4-5-1 formation that the green and gold have adopted in this first 45 minutes. Do we think that the strategy is working well for the home side today?
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting formation. So you've got the number 10 playing in that kind of cam role, which is complementing each other quite well. It just seems to be a bit shaky in the sense that both teams don't seem to be quite confident in the ball. The 4-5-1 does seem to be working. That was a really good chance there, which probably should have done a bit better, but actually Skyler Morris. But both teams just seem to be a bit cautious of the ball. Instead of going for maybe the simple pass, they tend to go for the long ball. So maybe teams just trying to build a bit more confidence as the game goes on, Joe.
Absolutely, Chris. Well, currently Trent have a corner just over on the far side with the number 8 for the pink and royal blue. Right and swinging corner played into the near post. It's cleared away though by Josh Banfield, who shepherds the ball out of play up to the number 10 for the University of Nottingham. That's a clear foul there on the University of Nottingham right winger. Trent number 3 just pulled him back very cynically. Certainly knew exactly what he was doing there. He had another man back with him, so it wasn't a professional foul, but very, very a tight rope there, Trent centre back. 11's played in and just foiled there by the number 10, who's tackled, looks the ball into the box. Oh, it's just blocked on the line there from Nottingham Trent. Brilliant breakaway again from that number 11 for the University of Nottingham, looking so dangerous in this first half. Played in the number 10 for the University of Nottingham, the player offering a sort of centre attacking midfield role. Excellent shot in to the goal, just played off the line. Still 0-0 as it comes in for the University of Nottingham. Corner coming in for the University of Nottingham, and it's just flicked, and saved by the keeper there. A wonderful header by the captain, Josh Banfield, but just blocked on the line, headed into the goalkeeper's gloves. Still 0-0, Chris, but the University of Nottingham looking very likely to open the scoring here in this Bucks playoff game.
They've had three really good chances in the last 10 minutes, and incredibly, the ball's not gone in the net, but also, most shockingly, actually, the keeper's not really been tested throughout this entire game, really. Two really good chances. I think, if anything, they're a bit over-reliant on their number 11 on the wing, but he's done such a good job. Cutting left, getting the pass inside, but there's no one to just tap the ball in. They need that kind of, like, Miroslav Klose, just time of play to get in that position just to put the ball in, but they've been failing to do so, and it could cost them in the long run, because it's still 0-0.
The University of Nottingham with number 11 just tackled inside the box. Number 11 still has it though. He's played the ball in. Oh, and it just evades Josh Banfield, but it's played out to number 4, who has a shot, another bite at the cherry. And he can't recycle the ball. Play back to number 10, but the ball's very well chased down by Nottingham. Trent has cleared away by their number 4. As the University of Nottingham number 6 plays the ball back to the Nottingham goalkeeper. Game opening up here as we just come towards the conclusion of this first half. Loop forward by the University of Nottingham number 6, taken Brown very well by the number 11 for the University of Nottingham, but going out for a throw in. Wonderful passage of play there for the University of Nottingham. Ball broke with our number 11 down that left hand side, evaded a couple of tackles and played the ball in to the box, but the ball was unfortunately not able to find the net, courtesy of the boot of Josh Banfield, the number 8, blocked twice by Trent defenders who came at him very thick and fast to block the ball. I think Matty Dix as well had a shot from the edge of the box, but that was also foiled. Possibly the closest we have come to a goal thus far in the match for the University of Nottingham. Half time here in this Bucks semi-final, still 0-0 between the University of Nottingham first and Trent first in this Bucks football semi-final. The University of Nottingham biting at the cherry, throwing the kitchen sink at it a lot in the latter half of that first half. Numerous chances for the green and gold, but unable to open scoring. Still 0-0 here as we anticipate the second half of this match.
We'll go back to Highfields here as Nottingham Trent are taking on the University of Nottingham in the second half. It's currently 0-0 as it stands. It's been a really cagey first half, which has seen some really good chances go either way. A potential contentious handball appeal rejected by the referee, which would have seen a penalty given to Trent. But at the end of the first half, Nottingham University putting in some really good chances, but just unable to convert. Joe Tanner, your thoughts?
Yeah, there was that hit of a Trent free kick around about midway through the first half, which rattled the crossbar, but then a flurry of chances went the way of the green and gold during the latter half of that first 45 minutes. So it really is all to play for as we go into this second half.
Yeah, Ed Rolfe there, the big striker for the University of Nottingham, did very well to clear the ball away after some danger there from Nottingham Trent as the ball
goes
in.
That's a goal for Nottingham Trent University, and he wheels away in celebration. And again, it's come from the dead ball. We were saying actually that the University of Nottingham looked more likely to score, but it's a sucker punch as Trent have taken the throw. It's been headed, a lovely cushion header, beats the keeper, and it's 1-0 now to Nottingham Trent.
Yeah, it's 1-0 to Nottingham Trent, an in-swinging ball there from that right-hand side from the corner and headed in with a nice cushioned header, as you said, past the University of Nottingham goalkeeper from Nottingham Trent's number 6, that big centre-back. A free header, though. The University of Nottingham will be ruining their defensive play for that, who have been very solid at the back so far in this match. Very unfortunate for the home side, who probably have shaded the possession on the balance of this match, but of course, it's not possession, it's converting your chances, which really matters, and Trent have done that here, 1-0 to the away team.
The second take away here at Highfields, and it's an offside call against Nottingham University. The ball is with Trent, keeper kicked it long. It's been won by the head of a Nottingham Trent player, but only goes as far as a goal kick. And it looks as though, well, the Nottingham Trent defence has been absolutely resolute since scoring that goal, and Nottingham University have just not found a way of breaking through. As it stands, Nottingham University aren't going to be relegated. On paper, it's got to be said, probably they do deserve it based on just how solid Nottingham Trent have been today.
Well, I mean, it's been a very even contest. The University of Nottingham will be unfortunate to have gone a goal behind, but you're right, the Nottingham Trent University have shut up shop since scoring that goal from a corner. Possibly one of their only chances in the game, though, really. It's been very even on the possession and on the chances front, but definitely Nottingham Trent have been very good at closing this game out in the latter half of this second 45 minutes. The number 4 in the centre of the park for Nottingham Trent, really, really pulling the strings, getting the tackles in, interceptions, passing.
one. There is full time, and Nottingham Trent have beaten the old enemy here at Highfield. It's a victory for them. Unfortunate for Nottingham University. Heartbreak for them. It is them who will be relegated. You can just see the absolute dejection on their faces. It was a really tight, cagey game, but at the end of it all, it is Nottingham Trent that do walk away as victors by a single goal to nil from a throw-in.
This is URN Sport.